Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to wrap up 2021's Dune, minute by minute. I'm one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John, and this is the one time I'll let you fuck with the intro.
We are wrapping it up, man. We did it. Yay!
You should just add, like...
Yeah, applause noise. Yeah, I was going to.
Yeah.
Congrats, man. I know I'm putting the cart before the horse just a little bit, but
yeah, congrats. We still have 30 seconds of minute or so to.
I'm just excited. I'm happy for us. All right. Well, let's talk about this 30 seconds and then we can get all mushy gushy. How's that?
Let's do that.
All right.
Yesterday, we left off with the question of, is this Chani that we're seeing here Chani in Mexico, Chani in Arrakis, Chani in a vision? What's going on? Because Paul has just witnessed Desert Power,
mm-hmm.
which was a Fremen riding Shai Hulud. Chani turns away from Paul in this moment, who then kind of looks down and smiles for a moment before continuing on.
Yeah.
Jessica lets Paul go ahead of her, and she begins to follow him into the desert.
Well, she nods approvingly kind of at Paul and returns to her like signature intense look right after this.
And we end with a shot of this group of Fremen walking mm-hmm. in a line out into the desert.
Yep.
The music, cut to credits.
Well, the music swells, it hits a high note, they continue to walk, and then yes, what do we get after this? Thing. Directed by Denis Villeneuve. The end.
Ta-da.
I'd like to close it out with the lines from the script, because I think it does a really good job of wrapping everything up.
Okay.
So Chani says, "This is only the beginning." She turns and walks across the rocks in the golden light. He follows, he being Paul. Around them, the sands stretch towards the horizon, towards a future he cannot see. Fade to black. The end.
We don't fade to black. We cut to credits, but yes,
close. There's a moment of fade to black before the credits come up. All right.
Yeah. We did it.
What a movie, man. What a damn good movie. This has been a hell of a time. This has been a 6 month venture for us.
Longer at this point.
Yeah.
But I have a very important question to ask you first.
Okay. I think you're going to ask the same thing I was going to ask in just a second.
How many Shai Huluds?
I know. That's exactly what
How
I was going to ask.
How many Shai Huluds?
10.
Yeah.
10.
Of fucking course. Is the movie perfect? Absolutely not.
No.
Does it have some really shitty moments of really shitty CGI? Paul's face. Yes. But.
One of my favorite movies ever. So yeah, this is what spurred this whole thing, because we share a love for it.
Because we fucking love Dune.
And yeah, it's a great, great movie. So, I don't know. I've not been keeping track of all of our weekly scores daily at the beginning. Thank goodness we switched from that.
When did we switch? Like week three?
Three or so. Yeah. So
we're just like, fuck that.
For all of you who have stuck through this with us, you're the real ones.
Yeah.
You're the real,
Shout out to all
here.
The homies, whether you're here in the States, our European listeners, we've got some very dedicated European listeners, by mm-hmm. the way.
Yep.
We talked about it a little bit during episode 100, but have some more stats and everything, obviously, since then. We still haven't made it to Antarctica yet, but that's fine by me.
That'd be a tough nut to crack.
Yeah. The Dune Minute is everywhere else in the world, though.
Yep.
And it's been wild to kind of see how far it's made its reach and everything.
Yeah.
Especially considering, like, we, you know, don't do this full time. We don't market it full time or anything.
No, this is purely a passion project for us, and it's been a very, very fun one.
Yep.
I want to talk about some of the work that we've put into it.
Sure.
I don't know how many hours I've spent editing the show.
And as of recording right now, it's not done.
No, I'm
being edited.
I'm maybe 3/4 of the way through editing the show.
Yeah.
So many, many hours have been put into that. All willing. Sometimes against time crunches, sometimes not. But they all get edited, and I've been very proud of our consistent nature.
Yep.
Of once a day for the past 6 or so months.
Once a weekday.
Once a weekday. Yes.
Yeah.
That was something that we established, you know, very close to the beginning of us talking about doing this, is that we have to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very happy that we have done that. And I know that I'm making a promise for my future self to remain consistent.
Yep.
But I want to talk about notes for a second. So we talk, and I know we've gotten better at making, you know, our banter seem very natural.
Those first few episodes are fucking rough.
Yeah, not all of them were great. And I recognize that. But we put in the work to take detailed notes every week about the episodes that we're going to record.
Some weeks more so than others.
Some weeks more so than others. Yeah, that's fine.
Looking at you, a specific ornithopter heavy week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, some things I'm more passionate about than others.
Hey, now, you gotta have a lot of passion for those heart mollusks.
That's right. So I wanted to share my final word count in my massive Google Doc.
So Google gives you a lot of information about this, because mm-hmm. I not only have my word count, I have my character count and characters excluding spaces. Yep.
Yeah. So let's go down the list. My word count is 35,402 words.
You motherfucker. Mine is 34,421 words.
Nice. Nice.
I am at 160,413 characters, 131,736 characters, excluding spaces.
Okay. I'm at 191,035 characters, 158,923 characters, excluding spaces.
All right.
Now, I will say, you have visual aids in your notes, whereas I do not.
Yes.
So
in my notes, I take screenshots of the movie as I watch it and drop them in. Not as much lately, definitely in some of the like earlier world building episodes, just because kind of needed that to describe some things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are occasional photos and stuff in my notes.
Yeah.
I don't have a page count though, because my Google Doc just lists as one
same. Yeah.
Long document.
So pages wise, my notes are 137 pages in Google Docs.
I don't know if I can break mine out on my iPad but also I have everything collapsed when I'm not actively looking at it too. So if I did it right now, it'd probably only be like 10 pages.
Fair enough.
Which is not accurate.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, man. So that's, we've written a lot, a lot of notes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to give a big shout out to the people who I subjected this show to before it was released. There's a handful of my friends that I sent them the first, you know, 20 or so episodes before we released everything.
Yep.
This was like,
they were our beta testers.
Yes, very much so. I got a lot of honest feedback, from them, which was tough to hear.
Your editing sucks.
Yeah. I mean, kinda. It was tough to hear, but it was much appreciated. So, for those folks who've stuck around, who've given feedback, and not just those initial few, but everyone who has given us, feedback along the way,
yep.
Super appreciate it. Yeah, let's talk about what's next, man. So I believe this episode will be releasing sometime mid December. We are going to take a small break from the minute format. This has been a fairly intense stretch of months.
By small, we mean probably a few months.
Yeah. Yep. We're calling it our summer break. But that is not to say we're not going to keep making stuff for our listeners. We're still going to be doing stuff.
With summer break comes summer school, baby.
That's right. We got a summer school series that we're spinning up. So over the next 3, maybe 4 months.
Yep.
we are going to be cutting back to a twice a month release schedule, probably first and midway the month, first and 15th or something like that.
15th and 30th or whatever. We'll figure it out. Yeah. And we will be, you know, all over socials with announcements for those releases and everything. But yeah, do you want to talk about our schedule for summer school?
Yeah. So, these are going to be intense topics.
Yes.
And intense meaning that we are going to get hyper specific on a single topic within the Dune universe.
And these are going to be long episodes. We are planning at least an hour long. So if you're used to your, you know, 15 to 20 minute commute, this is maybe your drive to and from work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe you're doing the dishes and cleaning the countertops.
So we've throughout the run of this season, we have mentioned a handful of times that we need to do specific deep dives into specific topics.
Yep.
And we're going to take this time in between the first and second movie to do exactly that.
Yep.
And I'm going to keep the topics kind of under wraps. I want those to be.
I think we can give them the topics for January.
All right, give them the topics for January.
So January, we're starting with Holtzman.
Mm-hmm. Ibrahim Holtzman.
And then the end of January, we'll be doing an entire special on the Butlerian Jihad.
Yep.
The entire history of it, the ramifications of it,
mm-hmm.
and everything that leads up to Dune Part 1.
Yep, that's right.
In regards to the Butlerian Jihad itself.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're not going to cover 10,000 years of history because that will be... That would be discussed at other times.
Yeah, that would be a lot. So, and you know, we'll this list that we've got going is we're going to keep the rest kind of closely guarded, but you'll know about it when we release them.
Yep.
And the idea behind these is that it will set us up very well for Dune Part 2 when we go into it.
Yeah.
And it'll also have some tie-ins to what we at this point I've already seen in Dune Prophecy,
mm-hmm.
And hopefully give some good context into those episodes as well. Yep. If I have read the, read the tea leaves correct and what they're what they're maybe going to cover in Dune Prophecy, I think we're aiming at the right spot to go even deeper into that show as well. Yep.
Granted, Zach and I have not watched any of the trailers for it. That's because we want to be as raw into the show as possible, even though at this point, by the time you're hearing this, the show is probably over.
Yeah. As you have heard, we have not listened to the show.
But so summer school for the Dune Minute podcast.
Yeah, starting in January.
We actually, I think summer school was one of the first things we talked about when we were having the plan around the podcast and everything.
Yeah, it was pretty early on because I think because we both work full-time jobs, or most of the time we work full-time jobs.
I'm sorry I got laid off. Fuck you.
Doing the normal cadence of the show, we didn't have time to do like these deep dives or really give them the attention that they deserve.
No. And I think giving ourselves a whole month to do two episodes is going to be very important.
Yep.
So,
yep. So, I'm really, really excited to dive into that. So that is something for you to look forward to upcoming.
Yep. And we've talked about it as well a lot throughout the course of Part 1. We are fully intending on doing Part 2.
Yep.
In the same minute format that you all know and love. We don't know when we're going to start recording that. We don't know when we're going to start releasing it. And we're going to do it the same way that we've done with this, where we have a healthy backlog of Part 2 before we even start releasing.
Yeah.
As we start getting closer, obviously we'll share information as we want to with it. But know that Part 2 is fully in the books to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, or at least I am, super excited to talk about Part 2.
Same. And just to let you know, I have not watched Part 2 maybe this year.
Well, yeah, you did because it came out in March.
Okay. So maybe since then. Sorry. Okay.
You've watched it a couple times since.
I've maybe watched it twice.
Yeah.
Like, so I watched it in the theater when we went to see it. And
when
we had
the special like month ahead of everyone else going to go see it thing.
Yep.
Yep.
And then I maybe watched it one more time at home when it was released on streaming, and that's it. I'm going to be kind of fresh. Honestly.
My watching it at home has mostly been like, I'll just put it on and then fall asleep.
Fair. I'm going to go into it with relatively fresh eyes, which is going to be pretty exciting for me.
We have a lot of intentions as well of having more guests for part two. Mm-hmm. So if you liked the guest episodes, that's going to happen as well.
Yep.
So,
all right, man. Well, I think that will do it.
There it is. Season one of the Dune Minute.
All right, cool. Well, we will be back soon, beginning or middle of January.
Whenever we decide. Yeah,
keep an eye on the socials and keep an eye on your feed for our next episode, but we will be back soon.
Yep. As always, we are online in many places. On Instagram, we are at the Dune Minute. On Blue Sky, we are at Dune Minute. On Twitter, we are at Dune Minute. And you can email duneminute@gmail.com. Just shoot us an email or, you know, hit us up on Instagram or wherever you are online. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or on iTunes, don't forget to rate the show. Regardless of where you're listening to, share the show with your friends. We have many, 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 many hours of Dune to talk about. And it's going to be there for them, so they don't have to wait for it day by day like you had to.
That's right. That's right. All right. Signing off. See y'all next year.
See ya.